Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bobby Witt Jr. first inning home run, and the buzz in the background comes from Royals fans who are standing and cheering as Jack Caglione makes his way to the plate for the first time as a big leaguer. He will lead off the second inning. A huge left-hand batter, Caglione, number 14. And the pitch from Andre Pallante is swung on and line foul into the upper deck.
And that was the moment last night. It was special in St. Louis. Welcome in to 96.5, the Fan Fesco and Dusty McMorrie. Bob Fesco, Dusty Lag is all with you on this wonderful Wednesday morning. Fellas, are you doing all right? You
doing good,
survive
man.
Survived
the weather. My God, that was the first time in probably 10 years I actually went to the basement yesterday and said, uh-oh, we better get downstairs. And whew, it looked bad. There was a little cell over Olathe East yesterday that the kids were showing. My wife showed me one over Olathe South yesterday. Got a text from a buddy. He saw something like 151st and 69 Highway. Truman Sports Complex lost a Portageon. I mean, like,
is that what it was?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. It was a Portageon that fell over out there at the Truman Sports Complex.
Wasn't there a semi that flipped over?
Yeah, there was on the highway? 635 yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Like yesterday, everything, all of a sudden, we just bagged everything yesterday. You know, we were all supposed to go to Maloney's and watch the game, but Tornadoes took care of that. And I was supposed to have a meeting. Tornadoes took care of that yesterday. I think people, for the most part, yesterday were pretty kind of like, I'm going to the basement. I'm going to pay attention to what's going on with the weather, because I'd rather have a snowstorm, quite honestly, than have those tornadoes pop up yesterday, because at least with the snowstorm, you know, it's not going to take your house down. Right. And with those tornadoes yesterday, I couldn't get the dog out of the upstairs bathtub, and I didn't know what to do, in that situation. I mean, I put the leash on her. I tried to carry her. I mean, we tried everything, and all I got was growls and, you know, nasty looks, typical women in my house looking at me that way. But I mean, it's the way it goes. And
it's
so
also an 85 pound dog. Good luck.
Yeah. Right.
And they don't have that at the J.
No, but
they should.
It's awkward, though. You know what it's like to try to carry an animal.
Well,
and
then they do the dead weight thing.
Oh God, yes, 100%. Yeah. So I just didn't know what to do yesterday. So I got the kids and we went downstairs and I put on one of their old softball batting helmets with the cage on the front.
Oh my God. It's like the movie Signs. Swing away.
Yeah, we went and sat down there in the basement for about an hour. And I'm like, all right, I think we're in the clear. And then the rain just kind of started and went. But, man, I would 100% take the snow over what we kind of went through yesterday. Because yesterday was a little scary for a lot of people, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
You know?
No, for sure. I was heading out of town to go to St. Louis yesterday. And I get, I don't know, probably like halfway to Columbia. And I start getting text messages. And the buddy that's going to the house to check on the dogs while I'm gone, I called him and I'm like, hey, is everything all right back there? He goes, bro.
That's the only way you can answer it. Yeah.
He goes, bro, I'm on the highway right now. The sirens are going off. It's green and yellow in Lee's Summit. My wife's like, get to one of the houses that we have and get in the basement. He's like, my staff's in the basement right now. I'm headed there to make sure everybody's all right. He goes, I'll get by your house as soon as I can. And then I go to our sister station, 98.1, and they just got Busby on.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, doing a fantastic job. That's why he's the GOAT. And he's talking about how, you know, it's moving from Raytown. Then they're like, it's, you know, touchdown at the complex.
Yep.
And there's a semi getting blown over. There goes
435 was closed for a while yesterday, too, I think.
The EAS is going off. And I've never once in my life been able to, like, absolutely, like, put myself in a mile marker position. They're like, mile marker 0 to mile marker 8 on 470. I'm like, I know exactly where that's at.
Right, yeah.
And then they're talking about 435.
Because it hit you guys out there a little bit harder, I think, than it got us out in Kansas.
Yeah,
it was moving, like, weird.
It was moving, it shifted north right as it got to
Raytown. It was, like, moving
Raytown.
Northeast the whole time.
Yeah, right when it went to Raytown. And then it kind of went through, like, Belton and that sort of area. But I'm glad everybody's safe. I'm seeing pictures on the news right now of the damage, but it was weird because I'm driving and it's sunny, blue skies, breezy.
Looked beautiful over there yesterday, right?
Until the drive home.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then,
Lord, I'm going to tell you. White knuckled for about 45 miles.
Where did it hit you on the way home?
Twice. So I left the stadium after his fourth at bat. Okay. He grounds out with the piss missile.
So you left after he made the first out in the fifth inning?
Yeah.
You missed everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God you left, because if you didn't, they'd lose the game.
Yeah, bad luck. I took my juju and got the F out of there.
The only person to not get a hit yesterday was Cags, and they were losing when Dusty was at the stadium, and as soon as he leaves, they score 5 runs.
That's right. Get me out of there. And so I saw 3 at-bats. I thought we were going to see the home run in his first at-bat that he, you know, tattooed 98.4, and that guy makes a hell of a play. Number 3 on the top 10 on ESPN, by the way. We'll get more into Jack Caglione as well, but yeah, the trip out there, the way back. So I get to about Wentzville.
Okay, so you just get outside of the city.
Yeah, and here comes the first ban.
Oh.
And for those of you that drove back, you know what we're talking about here. A lot of it's 2-lane construction, telling you that, you know.
Oh, is 70 a mess with that too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, the whole way.
The whole way.
Most. I mean, I'm being dramatic, but for the most part. So it hits me in Wentzville, and then I get about 5 miles outside of Columbia, and it's sideways rain. I feel like Bill Paxton in the movie Twister. I'm looking
did
for cows.
Did you still drive? Yeah. Like, oh, or did you pull over?
No,
and
no,
like,
no.
I'm going
to
wait this out.
They say it's unsafe to pull over. Plus, it's like narrow lanes. They're all being constructed.
That's true, yeah.
You know, and all that sort of stuff. So I'm like, just stay right here. Everybody's got their warning lights on. It's hydroplane city at least 2 or 3 times where you're just like, all right, it's me and the Lord, and we're going to get home or not. I mean, I'm dead serious.
Oh, I've been there,
And, you know, Emily reached out, Maloney reached out, my parents reached out, Max talking to me as well, and then everybody's
I didn't want to reach out because I didn't want you focusing on your phone. I'm like, I'm not going to text him or call him.
A lot of
he needs to
text.
Drive, man. This guy needs to focus on driving.
And so, and then people are like, oh, man, I just saw the radar where it's at in Columbia, and it just looked like a red wall of death. And it was moving fast. I was going probably average 45. Got through it, and then once I got through Columbia, we were okay.
You got to the other side of the state, and the sun came out.
Yeah. No, there was
surprise.
No sun. It was still rain, but it wasn't FU rain in your face with lightning and thunderstorms and all that. But it was a fun little getaway. It kind of hit me yesterday. I don't think I've ever done this in my life. Following a prospect like this, going to Springfield, watching him in his Double-A game, going to Omaha with Gold last weekend and Seaman AAA, and then like in no time I'm in a major league ballpark and Jack Caglione gets that standing ovation, which props to the St. Louis crowd. A lot of royal blue out there, tons of support last night for Caglione, but it was awesome. I mean, Cody or Alex got the shot, his mom was wearing the CAG shirt that had the 96.5 The Fan on the back.
Let's go.
So we're there.
That's awesome,
right?
That's awesome, yeah.
Mama Cags likes 96.5 The Fan. Gotta love that. Shout out Mama Cags.
Shout out Mama Cags.
He put on a show in batting practice. Cody caught a ball, apparently, a home
allegedly,
run ball.
We can't prove that. Seriously, it's not authenticated. It doesn't count.
Right.
Pretty simple.
But it was cool, man. It was really cool to see that, see the support, hearing Vern's show. Hey, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you got to listen to Vern all the way back, too, right? Yeah. Dude,
felt like driving home from college. Shout out to Vern. Gave us a lot of respect last night. He played one word.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he goes, I listen to Fesco and Dusty every morning. They play this game called One Word where Mac Morey shouts out a topic and they give one word to react. And that was the theme of his show last night, one word to describe the Royals game last night. So yeah. I ask you before we do it, what was your one word, guys, to describe that game last night?
I will give you my word and then I'll explain it on the other side.
Okay.
Important.
Okay. Mac?
Electric.
Yeah. I would say it's ironic. And we'll explain all that a little bit later, but... he did that and then, had some callers call in. A lot of people were ecstatic, gave some good. He had a good caller, gave a lot of good analysis of the game as well. A lot of exciting stuff. Some guy called in. I didn't know this was a rule. This is a true story last night on Vern's show.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy called in and said that he and his son went down there and they had a sign. And you know, in St. Louis, it says Big Mac Land.
Yeah.
They had a sign that said Big Jack Land.
Big Jack Land.
And the usher told them that it is an MLB rule that they cannot have a sign and escorted them out of the game.
It's not an MLB rule.
And as soon as they got escorted out of the game, he's like, we just went and watched it somewhere else because Ballpark Village is right there.
Yeah.
The Battery. And they watched
that's
it
their version of the Battery,
and
right?
And then as soon as they got escorted out, the Royals went on their run. So maybe it was me leaving, or maybe it was them getting kicked out.
There's no MLB rule that says you can't have a sign. Kids have signs at games all the time. That usher is an over-officious douche, and there's no other way to put it. You know, like, that guy's got power in his yellow jacket for about 5 minutes, and he's going to abuse that power. And I've told this story before. Since I was a kid, I've hated those people at the game who wear yellow jackets. You can ask my parents. Call my mother right now. He used to complain about the event staff people all the time because that's what they do. They get a little bit of power and they abuse the power and they sometimes make the game unbearable for people. You're kicking somebody out of a stadium that had a sign that's
father
a big Jackland, father and son, when baseball's still trying to grow and baseball's doing a great job of growing. Their TV numbers are out of the ballpark. Their attendance numbers are huge this year, and ESPN wants out. Smart move by ESPN. But you don't do that kind of stuff. You want to create fans. You want, like, if you're a kid and you get kicked out of a stadium because you have a sign that says Big Jackland, and the usher kicks you out of the stadium, that usher can go ahead and get you know what. I mean, like, seriously, man. Like, you can't kick kids out of the game for having a sign and then blame MLB and say it's their rules. That's blasphemy. But the win was good. Everything was good. It was good last night. It was really, really good. But I said as we go to break here, the important is the word that I use because I felt something last night in that game that I'm like.
Like Jerry?
Not Jerry Strawberry Pie, but, you know. But,
But did you hear the sirens?
I was on a call with him yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
better than me.
And he had the you didn't hear the sirens.
You didn't hear the shit.
No,
explain.
I slept through it.
Had 5 missed calls from his fiance. Were you asleep? No, I was out jogging.
No, you weren't.
No, I didn't say
jogging.
That. No, I didn't say that.
No, nobody's believing that.
Yeah, no, it's
thank you very much.
Yeah, no.
That was last night.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. So
that's the strike lady.
It is.
I think so. She called in a Vern show.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was the one that was yelling at Jefferson.
Strike.
Thank you very much.
Come on, is that not it?
I don't know.
That's like when Ned called into the postgame show.
Thank you very much.
Do you have the whole call of her?
It's at the very end.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. You're right. You're 100% right. I tried to block her out. I've never been more annoyed at a bar. And I've been sober at a bar with drunk people before.
Thank you very much.
Than her screaming strike like 4 seconds before every pitch.
Strike or fight?
Thank you very much.
Bob's going to see. Yeah, I don't know.
Bob was ready to fight.
Oh, I couldn't take it.
I got to get out of here. I got to get to the garage.
I couldn't handle it. I mean, you sit in a crowded bar watching a playoff game.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week, there's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Every pitch matters, and you've already got the nerves flowing. And then you got somebody who's got the radio on that's like 3 or 4 seconds ahead of what's going on the TV, and they're yelling about it all the time. That's unacceptable. What the hell was that?
I don't know, man. But all I have to say is to all you people that were concerned, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.